Buenos días, buenos días, como esta, Caipacha with the pay lay report. Oh, doesn't work. What is it? It's doggone September 2nd already. Woof! Ninth month of the year. Yeah, I could give a longer outlook. Somebody asked me for that, the bigger picture. This is a big month. Mars is going retrograde. Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto are going to be going direct pretty soon. And there is going to be a shift. But let's just, this is a weekly report. Weekly astrological report. And let's get on with it. How about that full moon in Pisces last night? Oh my God. I did a, what do they call it? You know, one of those nighttime photos. And it came out looking like daytime. I posted it on my Facebook page. The moon actually looks like the sun. And the banana trees and the palm tree, you know, it looks like broad daylight. It's amazing. It was so bright. Well, she's still in Pisces Wednesday here. Tomorrow she goes into Aries. And there we're going to have a couple of days. I got to say, Friday and Saturday, look out, baby. Uh-oh. Venus square Mars, Venus opposite Saturn, you know, not just Mars either. We've got, you know, BML and Eris over there. And, you know, yeah, moon comes around, conjuncts Chiron, then comes in and hits, you know, the Aries gang is what I'm calling them. You know, all of that square Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. Let me get over this little waterfall. Yeah, and then things are going to, like, really chill out. It's like we have this explosive Friday, Saturday, and then on Sunday is a day of rest. Things chill out a little bit here. I haven't been... This is my neighbor's creek. I haven't been up here. This is a pretty deep spot, though. Shit. Where was I, man? Oh, yeah, you know, after that, Sunday, beautiful. I mean, we do have some nice trines through all of this, okay? You know, because Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, right? You can see it in the, I think in the chart at the beginning, that we have a very nice Sun, Jupiter, Uranus grand trine happening. Mercury is, you know, in a nice trine with Pluto and Saturn going on. When the moon goes into Taurus on Sunday, she's gonna, you know, hit that grand trine. It's gonna be very beautiful. And the sun trines Jupiter, you know, through this all. It's exact next Tuesday. In the meantime, you know, Venus gets out of that cardinal water, emotional Cancer, squaring that fiery Mars. Okay, you know, Friday and Saturday. And then, boom. You know, on Sunday, she goes into Leo. So we're going to have a shift there with, you know, Cancer moving into Leo. Oh, this looks nice over here. Maybe I'll find a spot to sit down. Look at the camera. Look at that. Oh, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Yeah, I think that's all that I'm going to talk about today. Ciao. All right, everybody. I'm getting a little tired of the haircut, so I thought I would do my monk, my Buddhist monk outfit today. You know, Venus is going into Leo. Yeah, baby. Let's play around a little bit, huh? Well, I'm all paranoid now because, you know, people are complaining about the volume and I got this waterfall behind me. So I hope it's loud enough for you. And I'll turn the volume up as much as I can. Because, like, what's the point if you can't hear what I'm saying? Jeez. What is the point of this anyway? Just putting it out there. Okay, so what is going on? Venus square Mars. I want to really talk about Venus square Mars, the yin and the yang, the in-breath and the out-breath, the extrovert, the introvert, the creative, the receptive, the yin, the yang. I mean, it's just like, whoa, night and day, sun and moon, Venus, Mars. It's beautiful. It's, it's creative. Yeah, it's the coming together of the sperm and the egg. And so this is a 90-degree square. The 90-degree square is always breaking free from the past, breaking out. The seed is sown at the conjunction, whether it's a first quarter moon or Mars, 90 degrees away from Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, breaking open. Now Venus breaking away from Mars. Very powerful. We could say that the seed was sown, the sperm and the egg came together at the conjunction. So let's look at my addiction to the Sabian symbols. That conjunction was back in August 24th of 2019. And it was at 4 degrees, 7 minutes of Virgo. I'm going to read the fourth degree of Virgo because they were traveling together all through 3 degrees, okay, before they came to that conjunction. And at 4 degrees, 7, I'm going to still say it's 4 degrees because, listen to this, the symbol for that degree of the zodiac, black and white children play together happily. The overcoming of sociocultural prejudices. Freedom from all the forms, biases, and idiosyncrasies of the particular culture and class in which one has been born and educated is a sine qua non of the consciousness truly on the path. Are we on the path? Are you on the path? Let's get on the path. The idea of universal brotherhood underlies all great spiritual teachings, for they all are like branches of the one tree, humanity, in its divine state. This does not mean that there are no racial differences, but rather that these differences have a functional value in terms of the whole organism of humanity and of the planet Earth. So the big key word there is brotherhood. We could look back to August of 2019 and maybe see the stirrings, some movement, some in the collective unconscious, that it's really kind of time to like be waking up. And this is also the feminine energy, Lilith and Aries and the Me Too and sexuality, this Venus, Mars, just this coming, wanting to come into equanimity, inclusiveness, valuing, all races, all people, freaking everybody. And then what happens? Venus moves faster than Mars. She moves away, moves away, moves away. Mars keeps going until when? Well, there was a first quarter square already, And that was back in June. You could go back to my Pele reports, Go back to June 2nd of 2020. I may have read this very same, Mars was up there in Pisces. Venus was down there in Gemini. And it's a very amazing, kind of interesting if you remember what started, going on in June. An officer instructing his men before a simulated assault under a barrage of live shells. The need for thorough rehearsing before any complex and inherently dangerous social ritual in which power is used or evoked. Yeah, very powerful. This is when Venus is retrograde. She's in the underworld, kind of gathering up
the energy, gathering up the forces. Okay, and now she goes direct and she moves into that cardinal emotional. I always think of cardinal, you know, water, cancer as waterfalls. You know, waterfalls or the surf breaking on the beach. Cardinal is initiative. And cancer is emotional. Emotional initiative. It's an emotional time as Venus gathers her energy. And she wants to break free, break out of, and express, okay, you know, boom, this energy. And what is it about then? It's happening, okay, at what? 27 degrees, 54 minutes, okay, of Cancer to 27 degrees, 54 minutes of Aries, right? And that is the 28th degree. An Indian girl introduces her white lover to her assembled tribe. I mean, do we see a theme happening here? The black and the white, the Indian and the white, you know, and under a barrage of, you know, like this power to bring equality. This is what is like kind of birthing, you know, my my whole mantra for this week. Inner rebirth through a total acceptance of the primordial values manifest in the human body and its natural functions. You know, it's just like the soul, or in Jungian terms, the anima, is leading the sophisticated and colorless white intellect to a level of consciousness at which man can again operate in tune with the vast process of the biosphere and recover the simplicity and the inner peace which city life and business deny. A return to nature and natural processes. Yeah? This is the colorless white, the intellect, the city, okay, the, you know, the 5G, okay, the technology. You know, it's all this. In some ways, I've even associated it with the Northern Hemisphere. North America and Europe and Moscow and, you know, all these, you know, intellectual, sophisticated, white, colorless. Okay, and then I come down to Costa Rica, and then we've got Brazil and the Amazon, and we've got the Africans and the Indians and the color, the colorful people down here. And it's just like, you know, this is, it's not just Black Lives Matter, okay? And these demonstrations, they are about race, but let's even go deeper, okay? It's about upper chakra, lower chakra. It's about root energy, first and second, sexual, dark, emotional, sensuous, powerful forces of the shaman and the underworld that are rising like volcanoes, like hurricanes, Mother Nature. This is not over. Whether it's hurricanes, we've got earthquakes coming, we've got volcanoes coming. I swear, you know, this Mars in square to Saturn, okay, that's coming into an exact thing happening, isn't it? Or it just did, you know? I mean, it's, you know, this is just like, and it's going to go retrograde, it's going to go square again. You know, this is just like, we are getting bombarded by nature, whether it's the virus, whether it's, you know, Mother Nature and, you know, the weather, or whether it is forces beyond our control, Jupiter, Pluto, great forces beyond our control, financial markets, okay, elections, you know, QAnon, Amazon, you know, the World Health. I mean, there are a lot of forces beyond our control. And these can make us very frustrated. This is Chiron in Aries. And we're all working through and working with this wound of impotence. And, you know, my voice, myself, my desires, I want to be heard. I'm going to yell, riot, demonstrate, you know, shoot somebody, whatever. It's just like I'm tired of feeling invisible, like I don't matter, like I don't exist, like I'm nothing. It's like everyone is stepping up and stepping into. And what this is in one way, all I can say, it's like I say it in the mantra. It's not about throwing tantrums and getting violent and, you know, killing and I mean, it is a time to speak. It's a time to be heard. It's a time to assert ourselves, but it's a time to really come together. The North Node in Gemini, network. There is power in numbers. And as we unite as brothers and sisters, and we include as many varying perspectives and points of view, the larger our numbers will be, and the more we can be a tsunami that brings in a new paradigm where every voice is heard, rather than a violent revolution of war where opposite extremes try to exterminate each other. What we need to do is, the square is a box, and we need to not try to solve our problems at the same level of consciousness that created them, but to evolve into objective, wise elders, thinking of the far future generations, and come up with solutions to our problems that include all sides and perspectives, unity and diversity. This is what the Age of Aquarius is all about. It's easy to blame, to project, to point fingers, and to externalize the bad guy, make bad guys through all of this. This is the danger, okay, of that Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter in Capricorn that wants to blame and point fingers. It's easy to point out problems. It's more challenging to offer solutions. Let's encourage each other rather than bitch and moan. Come up with a solution. Come up with a way out. Venus moving into Leo, let us create, let us co-create a way forward, rather than wanting to stamp out or, like destroy the enemy, which never freaking works, man. We got, you know, it's not about, okay, you know, wiping out our opposition. It's about coming to the triangle, the third eye, the law of three, is coming into a place where both bases of that triangle, okay, are lifted. So that's what the mantra today is about, and that's what I'm seeking to project out into the world. I did do a lunar planner. You can find it on my blog, newparadigmastrology.com. Just go to the blog. And there I do a day-by-day breakdown. But like I say, this is kind of building. Friday and Saturday, we can have eruptions. We could have earthquakes. I mean, the ground could shake. Okay, this is all involving Saturn. And the authorities will, you know, possibly oppress. I mean, this is really bubbling up to a breaking point. And then, boom. I really feel like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you know, it's going to get so bad, or it's just like so difficult or so challenging, that people are going to say, whoa, this has gone too far. Let's come to the peace table. Let's find a middle ground. Let's come into mediation, and that grand trine, Sun, Trine, Jupiter, can kick in. So we may, it's almost sometimes like things got to get really bad so we can see how bad they are before we find solutions to that have depth. That's why I talk about the height, the width, and the depth. Okay, it's like we need solutions to these conditions of thousands of years, okay, of, you know, being controlled and dominated. And long-term solutions are not about just overthrowing one power structure with another power structure. You know, they're about coming into creating, okay, you know, empowerment for all people, right? Yeah, baby. So that's what this Sun moving through Virgo, we got to work at it, and we need to grow up about it and not be just, you know, emotionally, you know, driven into a frenzy, fanatical, you know, We need to, like, yeah, baby. So what is it? It is time for a revolution. Not tantrums, violence, and death, but inclusive, objective, wise, and evolved solutions with height, width, and depth. This is where I can kind of, you know, it's almost like you got in the elections, you know, Trump is this extremist over here, and, you know, maybe Bernie was a little extreme over there, but I got to say that, you know, Biden maybe, you know, yeah, he maybe he doesn't stand out so much because he is a little bit more in the frickin' middle, you know, and, you know, I mean, that is kind of, you know, maybe a blessing that can come so we're not going totally this way, totally right, totally left, totally dark, totally light, totally Mars, totally Venus. But, you know, it's like, whoa, whoa, baby. You know, it's like Libra's coming, but right now this Virgo crisis, you know, is about really seeing reality as it is, and getting rid of the illusions. So that full moon in Pisces maybe wanted us, you know, we wanted to numb out, escape, go away, or maybe we even got sick, getting so stressed out. I've been under the weather physically. We gotta really, you know, this Virgo, this is where you gotta really pay attention, take care of yourselves, you know, and be strong. This is a time where heroes and heroines, you know, it's time for them to step forward, and it's strong people. Boom. I was thinking of doing a song for each Pele Report each week. Against the Wind by Bob Seger is what I was listening, you know, this morning. I really feel like that's where I'm at. The other one was Elton John, I'm Still Standing. You know? Better than I ever did, like a true survivor, like a little kid. Venus, you know, Aries and Mars and Aries is the true survivor. Venus and Cancer is like a little kid. You know, ow, I'm feeling that way. I hope you're feeling that way. We got to still be standing, and we got to maybe be going against the wind, baby, but we can do this. We can do this. One more time. It's time for a revolution, not tantrums, violence, and death, but inclusive, objective, wise, and evolved solutions with height, width, and depth. May you come up with solutions and put them out there and network gathering momentum so that we can move into this new paradigm, you know, without destroying everything and starting over. Hopefully. Man, oh man. Namaste. Aloha. So much love.